Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Chav Vav Sanhedrin 26. Today's Daf Yomi is continuing our discussion of who is disqualified to serve as a witness in a Bet Din. And according to today's Daf Yomi, Rav Nachman teaches Ochei Davar Acher Pesulin LeEdus, that one who eats something else, which is normally a reference to pork, is considered to be invalid for a witness. So what is this person who eats something else eating? Actually, virtually all of the commentaries on the Talmud say that's not referring to somebody who eats something else, but it's referring to somebody who collects charity from idolaters or from somebody who's not Jewish. Rashi says, "Mikablin tzedakah min hanochrim," one who accepts charity from somebody who's not Jewish. Dave chilul Hashem, because this is a desecration of God's name on account of money. This person is lusting after money, and since it's a desecration of God's name, because we're saying that the Jewish community itself cannot support this person, and this person has to go and collect money from those who are not Jewish, therefore it shows he's got a weakness for money, and so therefore for this reason we are not going to accept him as a witness. The Yad Ramah offers a different explanation. The Yad Ramah's explanation is because others will say, look how the Jews are, that the Jews can't support their own, and therefore this causes a Chilul Hashem, and so therefore we're not going to allow him to be a witness. So basically Rashi is saying because he has a temptation that he cannot control for money, and therefore will come and basically accept bribes to be a false witness, where Yad Ramah just isolates it on, as opposed to the fact that he is clearly just desecrating God's name, and that in itself is enough to disqualify him. Rambam says, no, it shows that he has no level of embarrassment, because if he's willing to go and collect from people who are not Jewish, which was incredibly embarrassing for a Jew to do, therefore it shows he's not afraid of being embarrassed by anything, and therefore he won't be afraid to lie. So that is what our Rav Nachman says. Rav Sheshes comes along, others in the Gemara, not necessarily Rav Sheshes, but others come along and they say, when do we say Rav Nachman says that somebody who does this is an invalid witness? Hani mili b'farhesya, that's if it is in public, if he accepts money from the idolaters, or perhaps just from any non-Jew, even if they're not an idolater, if he does it in public, that is what's going to disqualify them. Avo b'tzina lo, but if he does it in private, that's not going to disqualify him as a witness. And even if he does it in public, b'farhesya nami lo amron ela de'efshar le'tzune b'tzina, and even if he does it in public, we only say that this disqualifies him if he was able to have collected it in private. But if he was unable to collect it in private, and therefore he has to collect it in public, we're going to say he has no choice. Chayusehu, he has to live. And so therefore, since he has to collect money to live, we allow him even to collect the money in public. And so therefore, when do we say that it's in private, he doesn't disqualify himself, because there's no desecration of God's name. Nobody knows. But if he has no choice, if he has to collect it in public, we say that the idea of getting food and getting money to live is more important than even this concern about desecration of God's name. How come the commentaries interpret that this is referring to collecting money from non-Jewish people as opposed to just what it literally states, which is somebody who eats something that's not kosher? So Tosfos explains that because there's a distinction here between public and private, we must say that it can't just be referring to somebody who eats non-kosher food, because if that's the case, why would there be a distinction about this manner between public and private? Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch rules for halacha in Yoredeya, Simin Reishna and Nundala, that it is usher with Yisraeli told tzedakam and ovdei kochavim b'farhesya. The Shulchan Aruch rules explicitly that a person is not allowed to collect charity from an idolater in public. However, he says if they're not able to live otherwise and they can't take it from the Ovdei Kochavim in private, then it is permitted. So that is how the Shulchan Aruch rules. So the someone draw a distinction, like the Taz draws a distinction between someone who is collecting for himself but not collecting for others. And so therefore the Taz questions from a case that the Shulchan Aruch rules in Yoredeya, that if there's a person who's a non-Jewish prince, and this person wants to give charity to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are supposed to distribute it to those in need in their community, they should not return it. It says the Jewish people should not return it out of concern for the welfare of the king, but rather what should they do is they should give it to poor non-Jewish people in secret so that the prince will not hear. But they should not give it to the poor Jews because, as our Gemara says, we do not want to cause a chilul Hashem. And so therefore, the Taz questions, how can we say that in this case it will be permitted to collect from the Gentiles, but not in the case of the idolater? And so therefore, the Drisha drew a distinction between what the Taz said. He says that if you're an individual, you can collect it because you're benefiting yourself. And so therefore, there is this allowance to take it even in private. However, if you're collecting on behalf of other people, then you don't have this permission. And so that's what the Drisha says. But others say it's just the opposite, that if you're collecting it for other people, then we don't have the concern of Chilul Hashem. So if you can collect it for another Jew on behalf of this Jew, but the Jew himself is not allowed to collect it. So there's a dispute about that. The Chuvos Churos Shai says something different. He says it's absolutely permitted for Jews to collect charity from idolaters and non-Jews in order to build their own synagogues. Because he says, first of all, the only reason for the prohibition is because of a desecration, that we're concerned that we're not taking care of our own poor people. But here, there's no concern about that. We're just trying to say we want to make our synagogue even more beautiful. And so therefore, it's not the concern of the fact that the Jews are not supporting their own poor. And so therefore, it would be permitted for Jews to collect money from a communal fund in order to increase the beauty of their own synagogues. That is what the Churos Shai rules. However, others argue and say, no, that there isn't any distinction, that the Jewish project should be funded by the Jewish community.